It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos, in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A man named Ian Rogers woke up today on a hillside in the capital of Haiti, and he began walking the streets between buildings wrecked by an earthquake.
It was early in the morning, just before sunrise, and you had people already walking on the streets, walking very solemnly and clearly walking in directions to either look for relatives or to look for places that are more secure to stay.
Ian Rogers is with Save the Children, one of the aid groups in a country that was in desperate shape even before yesterday's disaster. Just after the earthquake struck and just before the airport closed, a plane managed to take off for Miami. NPR's Greg Allen met the passengers when they landed.
Like many Haitian Americans, Claude Janvier travels to Haiti frequently to visit family and friends. He's a taxi driver with a family of his own in Norwood, Massachusetts. He arrived in Miami last night on the first plane out of Haiti after the earthquake hit. It was scheduled to leave Port-au-Prince at 5:30 p.m., but the earthquake struck first. He and other passengers were in an airport waiting room when it hit.
The building started shaking and moving and debris. The ceiling started falling. You know, the building moving to the left, moving to the right, and people start crying, says, I'm dying, my kids, what's going on? And nobody knows. It was like people were flying into each other. So I fall on the ground, about 15 people falling on top of me. You know, my passport, you know, were missing, my green card were missing, and nobody knew. Nobody knew. I heard a 7.0. This is big.
Janvier says at first he thought a plane had hit the building. The airport's windows were broken. The structure was cracked. But after checking the runway, airport personnel said it was safe for takeoff. Jocelyn Valsan also came in on the plane from Port-au-Prince. He says by the time the jet was ready to take off, most of those with tickets had left the airport.
About 75% of the passengers didn't get on the plane. You know, and the saddening fact is, I mean, they're thinking, you know, they're scared because of the situation that went on, but it would have been better for them to actually get on the plane because what was happening was on the ground, not upstairs, you know. So basically, it was just scared. You know, it was just scared to fly. They didn't know what was going to go on afterwards.
Before the plane left Port-au-Prince, Enid Rosier says she received information about her hometown, St. Mark, on the island's west coast, and the news was not good.
I have one friend tell me that I have one hotel in St. Mark. The half the hotel is broken.
Fell right down.
Everyone on the plane said they were grateful to have gotten out safely, but arrived in Miami last night with the same thought, how to get in touch with family and friends in Haiti. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.